This is IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Don't forget to vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards from the link in our bio.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Privileged to get Chris Eubank Jr. back on IFL TV. We are 10 days out from his anticipated clash with Liam Williams. Is this personal for you, Chris? How are you?
I'm doing well. Is it personal for me? Sure. You know, how could it not be personal after some of the things that he has said about me leading up to this fight? He's forced it to be personal. And that will, you know, that will be his downfall, because now, you know, it's not just I want to win. Now it's I want to punish on the fifth. Mm. When I get in that ring, I'm going to punish him.
Of course, the main objective for yourself and your career is to win. But do you want to embarrass him as well?
I mean, he's embarrassed himself enough. I don't think I need to embarrass him, but I just need to let him know, show him, you know, what it is, who I really am and who he really is. He may think he's, you know, this big, bad boogeyman, but, you know, he definitely isn't. He talks a good game, but when it actually comes down to it, I think he's going to fold.
Okay. Of course, I know you're fighting him in 10 days, so your opinion of him is probably going to be different to what it normally be. But if you were on Sky Sports right now assessing Liam Williams as a fighter, putting your pundit hat on, how would you break down Liam's strengths as a fighter?
Garbage.
Really?
Absolutely. What do you mean, really?
He must have something that you see as in his game as a quality, no?
Nothing at all. He's going to get hit with every shot in the book. He's going to get beaten up and down the ring for as many rounds as I want it to go, and then he's getting put to sleep.
Okay. How quickly does this end, in your opinion?
I don't pick rounds. But, you know, it'll end when I want it to end. You know, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. And then, you know, and then I'll end the fight when I see fit.
Okay. He's talked a lot about this in this build-up about the fact that this fight is in Cardiff and that's going to spur him on. And that could be the extra percentage that gets him over the line. How do you feel about fighting in Cardiff?
How do I feel about it? I'm happy to go into somebody's backyard. I've been the bad guy many times before in my career. And it's actually always served me well. You know, I feed off of the energy. If it's good energy, I feed off of it. If it's bad energy, I feed off of it just the same. So if it's a hostile crowd, if there's people in there booing me and wanting me to lose, I'm going to use that energy to make myself fight harder and better. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to it.
Chris, I saw you were out in Dubai. So where have you done your camp with Roy this time out?
Roy's actually living with me now in Brighton.
Okay.
A house just downstairs, and we've been training now at my gym in Brighton. I was in Dubai for a little bit over Christmas and New Year's, just with the family. But yeah, I've been based in England for most of the camp.
And that relationship's blossoming.
It really is, you know, and it's crazy because 32 years old, I'm still learning things. You know, who would have thought? You know, 10 years as a pro, and I'm still learning. Still learning. Roy is a master. He's a genius, as well as a legend. He's a legendary coach, in my opinion. And yes, it's an honor to have him here.
Of course, we've heard Roy on commentary before on HBO, and it was fascinating how he could kind of predict what would happen in a fight, and then that would actually happen. His ability to read fighters was second to none. So you've had all this time training with him. Just give us a little bit of an insight on how knowledgeable Roy Jones Jr. is.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to the levels that he got to and the things that he was able to do without being, a mastermind in the sport. And the great thing about Roy is he's able to articulate what he knows. A lot of great fighters don't make great trainers. You know, they know what to do themselves, but they don't know how to teach or tell other people how to do it. Roy is able to articulate everything very well. And so, yeah, I've learned a lot from him over the last couple of years and, continues to do so.
Of course, in the opposite corner, your former trainer will be there in Adam Booth. How would you describe your time with Adam when you were with him? How would you describe him as a coach?
It was short. We was only together a few months. You can't really base a training relationship off of that. And it was so long ago. I'm a completely different fighter now. So, if he thinks hiring Adam Booth to help him meet me is gonna help him, it's gonna affect the outcome of the fight, then he's sadly mistaken.
Okay. Of course, in that gym is your cousin Harlem Eubank, and Adam's taken the decision to still train Liam Williams whilst Harlem, your cousin's gonna be in the gym with him. How does that make you feel, Junior?
I don't feel any way about it. You know, it doesn't affect me. I've just told Harlem that it shows that Adam Booth doesn't care about you. If he did, then he would never even think about training somebody to fight his close cousin. The fact that he's actually doing it, it just shows his true colors. You know, and I told him, you've got to be wary about that moving forward with him.
How much do you think Adam Booth can add to Liam Williams, if anything, in this short space of time?
Nothing at all. Zero.
Okay, fair enough. Chris, I will ask about the fact when you were in the bye, I mentioned that you were seen with Anthony Joshua. How was he doing out there?
Good. He's looking good, looking strong. Still hungry, which I love to see. You know, the amount of fights and success and money he's made. You know, he doesn't have to fight anymore, but he still wants it. He still wants to be better. He still wants to improve. He still wants to learn. He still wants to beat Usyk in that rematch. And that's awesome to see.
Okay, yeah, you mentioned that rematch with Usyk. There's been a lot of talk recently about potentially him taking £15 million to step aside whilst Fury and Usyk fight, and him to get the winner and still earn £15 million in the process, essentially doing nothing. What do you think about that step aside? And in your opinion, do you think he should take it or not?
Listen, he's his own man. I'm not going to say whether he should or shouldn't take money like that. It is what it is. He'll make the right decision.
Okay. And just the last one. As always, when I was speaking to your promoter, in fact, he touted this out. He said, should Chris come through this fight with Liam Williams? I asked him, what is it next? Is it a Golovkin? Is it a Murata? Is it a Charlo? And he threw the name Billy Joe Saunders in. Do you still think about that mega fight, a pay-per-view fight on Sky Sports box office with him, or is that completely out of your mind?
It's not out of my mind. It can't be. You know, there's too much public interest. There's too much history. There's too much bad blood. So, you know, if that fight can be made at some point, absolutely. You know, I would never turn it down, you know. But you know, I do want to fight for world titles. Golovkin is number one on my list. That's easier said than done. You know, obviously it's you can't just pin a name like that down whenever you want. But if we can, we will. I'm mandatory to fight for the full WBA title. I was in WBA interim world champion. Murata has that title, so I would love that fight. Mm. And yeah, I would love to avenge the Billy Joe Saunders loss. You know, I don't feel he beat me in that fight. I definitely know he's not going to beat me in the second fight, in the rematch. So, that's definitely a fight that can happen in the not-too-distant future.
What's your gut telling you? If the offer was right, do you think Billy Joe comes back after that Canelo fight?
Of course. He's already said he'll fight me for $5 million.
Okay, well, listen, on that note, Chris Eubank Jr., thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We'll see you next week in Cardiff, and we should have best of luck in the rest of your camp ahead of the Liam Williams fight, okay?
Okay, good man.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.